This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
The average agency owner is lucky to close 10 to 15% of their sales calls. And I get it. Selling the $3,000 to $5,000 monthly retainers isn't easy, especially when prospects hit you with, it's too expensive. I need to think about it. Let me talk to my partner. But what if I told you you could close 30% or more of your sales calls? I know this is possible because in my $7 million per year agency, we have a 41% average close ratio. And one of the main reasons behind this is that we've mastered objection handling in the sales call as well as before it. So in this video, I'm going to show you how you can handle every major sales objection so that you can close high ticket clients without hard selling or using manipulative tactics. You'll learn how to pre-handle objections before they come up, the exact words to say when facing common objections on the call, and how to turn maybes into yes. Let's get into it. So the first thing I want to make sure you understand when it comes to addressing objections and kind of dealing with objections throughout your sales call, a lot of this should be pre-handled through the lead up to the sales meeting in your prep before the call. So a couple things you want to do on the prep side of the equation before the meeting even happens. Number one is to pre-screen in advance, right? You should either be pre-screening how much revenue they do, how much they're investing in marketing, are they actually qualified in your market? You're not taking someone through a consultative sales process and getting to the end with somebody that would have never had a chance to convert. Pre-screening makes a big difference in the outcomes. In addition to that, you can nurture and lead them up. I teach this in the ultimate agency funnel process. When someone schedules, we don't just send them the calendar invite. We want to really get them excited about that conversation. We want to create a gap in their mind between where they are today and where they want to go, what they're doing right now, and what your solution can bring to the table. So without selling your program, if you can seed, hey, look, you know, our model is proven to triple the sales of plumbing and HVAC companies by focusing on three key things: driving leads, maximizing conversion, and optimizing for ROI, and then kind of explain that model and then have them self-assess, like, how are you doing on those three pillars? That way, when they come into the call, they're warmed up. The other thing you can do in advance is share some examples and case studies. If you can get them to watch a couple of case studies of other companies like them that they've worked with that have gotten great results, that is gonna really help you in the sales process leading into them actually showing up, them actually coming in pre-positioned to buy. And then think about the common questions that you're getting in the sales conversation, kind of seed those in that process leading up to the appointment. A lot can be done in the pre-call before the meeting even happens. What are the reasons that objections come up? You're taking somebody through a consultative sales process, you're showing them the gap between where they are and where they want to go. The only reasons that they're going to actually have an objection is, number one, is no trust. They don't believe that you can do what it is that you are promising, right? They don't, you know, I don't trust that agency on the other side that I'm chatting with. Number two is no urgency. You know, they feel like, hey, this might be good at some point, but I don't know if I need it right now. And so in a sales conversation, we have to create that urgency and we have to get them to state why this is a now. And then number three is no value clarity. Like, they're not clear on the value you're going to bring to the table. They're not clear on the results they can expect. And so we want to make sure that in our sales process, we're knocking out those three: trust, urgency, and value. Our sales process, which I've done on other videos and kind of walked you guys through what you want to do, will solve for most of this. We spend a little bit of time on the front end establishing rapport. From there, we take control of the meeting, we set the agenda, and we ask them to commit that they're going to make an answer, make a decision one way or the other. We're going to spend a little bit of time in that discovery phase, which is, what are you doing right now? How much revenue is there? What's the goal that you want to accomplish? What are you doing today? What have you tried in the past? And then you really want to create the urgency by saying, hey, so you want to go from $1 million to $2 million over the next year or so. Why is that important? And let them explain why that's important. Ask them, why not just keep things the way that they are? And let them explain that. When you do that, you get them to overtly say, oh, I can't stay where I'm at because I'm not getting enough results, or because I've got this other truck that's parked in right now, or this other office technician that's not working. It has to happen now. So you ask them, like, is this a now thing? And they're going to say, yes, this is a now thing. I have to solve this right away. You want to incorporate that into the sales conversation, because that's usually going to be, at the end of the day, the most common objection, which is, you know, this is too expensive, or I'm not ready to make a decision. Let me think about it. I'll get back to it in a little bit. So we do that in the discovery phase, and we get them to say this is a now thing. We get them to say why this is important. We get them to say why they're considering us against all of the other agencies they might be considering. Then and only then, we say, hey, you know, I've done some analysis of your current website and kind of what you're doing today, is it okay if I show you some of the deficiencies, right? You get their permission and you show them. People buy based on emotion, but they justify based on logic. And so the discovery part gets the emotional piece of it out. The actual assessment where you show them where they're not ranking, you show them what's wrong with the website, you show them the issues with their page strategy, that's the logical side that helps them justify why they should use you versus the competition. And again, as you're showing them the deficiency and then you show them some examples, then you're gonna ask, does this make sense? Would you like me to show you how we can help? And they're going to have said yes a number of times, agreeing that it's important now, agreeing that you've shown them some significant issues with their current strategy, and they're ready to hear exactly what you can do. And you're gonna walk through, you know, here's what we do, here's what's included, here's how much it costs, right? Here's what you can expect over the first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Here's some examples of other companies we work with. And that's different in every single case. But ideally, at the end, you can ask for the business, or you can assume, I think this is gonna be a great fit. Can we go ahead and schedule your kickoff call, right? And that's the assumptive close. And you pull up the calendar, let's schedule the kickoff call. And once it's in for Thursday at 3 o'clock, deal's done, right? And you still need to say, awesome, we've got that scheduled. All I need now is to capture credit card details so we can take care of the payment, capture it on the credit cards. All right, awesome, I'm gonna send you digital signature document just to sign off that we've agreed to the terms and conditions. That works really well. But usually there's gonna be some objections if you didn't handle it correctly. And that's what I wanna talk about now, is how do we handle those objections when they come up? There's a great objection handling framework that works well. It's number one, acknowledge the prospect. Number two, isolate the real objection. And number three, we handle it. And I've got a list, 21 page list of all the most common objections that happen in a digital marketing sales process. It basically is, here's the objection and here's the best way to handle it. That way you can practice. If you'd like access to that, just type objection list in the chat here or in the comments and we'll be sure to get it out to you. Let's just practice a couple of these most common objections that come up and how to use that framework to address them. You know, one of the most common ones is, and you think about it, this does come up from time to time. And so what we wanna do is acknowledge it, say, hey, I understand. And honestly, I like to think about my decisions too. Right now you've acknowledged it. You know, now they feel like this person is on my side and they agree with what I'm saying. You know, usually when I'm thinking about a business decision, I end up considering the service and the price, cost, expected results, and potential impact. Which of those things are the biggest consideration right now? This is getting them to say the real objection, right? And they might say, well, actually, for me, it's the expected results. You know, I hired a couple of other agencies in the past. You know, they promised me a big thing and then I just didn't get it. Now I'm back on the market looking for a different agency to help me with. Now you know what it is that they're talking about. And you can say, awesome, let me get into that with you. Here's exactly what we're gonna do. Here's what we usually see in the first month, in the first 2 months, in the first 3 months. You mind if I show you a couple examples of a couple clients similar to you that, you know, here's the tracking we put in place, here's the results they're getting. And then you can circle back and say, okay, are you comfortable with what I showed you there? Did that answer your question about the expected results? Where do you think we should go from here? I think this sounds great. I guess I'm ready to roll. Awesome, let's go ahead and schedule your kickoff call. And then you pull up the calendar and you schedule the kickoff call. And then, okay, like what kind of credit cards we can handle the payment? What kind of credit card do you want to use, right? Great way to handle that particular objection. Other objection that comes up some from time to time is, I need to talk to my partner. Ideally, you would have asked, you know, are there any other partners involved that need to be involved in this conversation in lead up to the conversation? But sometimes it happens and they're using this as a cop-out, right? It's like, I need to talk to my partner about it. Acknowledge, I completely understand. I like to talk to my partner about decisions I make too. Right now we've acknowledged the objection. What would you say if they said no, right? And this gives you the opportunity to see, like, are they seriously saying they have to solve the objection, or are they just brushing you off? Like, they're not gonna talk to their partner about this anyway. Well, usually they're gonna say, I would do it anyway. If they said no, you're gonna do it anyway. Great, in that case, let's get started. I can jump on a call and help get them on board if you need, but let's go ahead and schedule the kickoff call. If they say, the partner says, no, I wouldn't do it, then say, oh, I understand. What would they be saying no to? The service, the contract, the price, or the expected results? Now, again, we're bringing them back to the real objection. My partner says, no, I wouldn't probably do it. Oh, awesome. So like, if they did say no, what do you think it would be? Again, back to those things. Is it about the price? Is it about the expected results? Is it about the impact? And then you can go into that same flow of logic to explain, well, hey, here's the results we've gotten with other clients. Here's what you can expect to see. Does that answer the question? Are you comfortable with everything covered so far? What do you think we should go from here? Schedule the kickoff call. Those are just some examples of what we see come up on a consistent basis. Again, I got a 21 page list of these that I'd be glad to share with you. Just type objection list in the comments. We've got the most common objections, kind of the framing of how you would handle those. So again, regardless of the objection that you might get, acknowledge it as a legitimate concern, isolate the real objection, handle it, and then loop back to the three loop question. Comfortable with what we said, Kurt Swart? Any other follow-up questions on that? Where do you think we should go from here? And of course, then we're trying to assumptively book the kickoff call. Once we've booked the kickoff call, get the credit card authorization, be off to the races. So there you have it, the exact process we use to close at 30% or more of our agency sales calls. calls. But here's the thing. Sales is just one piece of the overall strategy when it comes to scaling your agency. You need a proven system for generating leads, delivering results, and keeping your clients long-term. So if you're curious about how we've helped over 143 agencies scale to seven figures by focusing on these exact areas, then click the first link in the description right now and book your free agency acceleration session. On this call, we'll do a deep dive in your current situation, identify what's holding you back, create a custom roadmap to seven figures, and see if you're a good fit for us to help get you there faster. So again, click the link, book your session, and let's start growing your agency to seven figures and beyond.